Thank you for tuning into that animated podcast. Whoa. We are on our mid-season finale.
Holy crap, Lewis. Are we really?
Yeah, we really are. And for our mid-season finale, we thought we would go through and show off some of the fan art we've gotten in the past couple of weeks because we have so much of it.
Perhaps even months.
And we've been trying to display it on the screen above me as much as possible, but we're slacking. Yeah, so we thought we'd just do what we did last finale and just kind of show off fan art like we did.
Because there's a lot. I feel like I say that every time, but there really is.
If you want to submit your own fan art, you can add us on Twitter or Blue Sky, or you can email us at fanart@jaltoid.com.
fanart@jaltoid.com.
Yep. And if you don't want it actually featured and you just want to show us, there are instructions in the email on what to do.
All right, you little poggies. Take a good close look at this. Because it's freaking 3D animated.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think I saw them working on this before, but I think it's finished now. And I feel bad because right as they finished it, we changed. We evolved. We look different now.
We do look a little different from this.
Well, you have arms now.
I've got arms. Well, but see, that's the thing about the rigs and stuff. We have like these subtle looks, and I really think that the old rigs have this charm to them still.
You can still tell it's us.
Yeah. Like, no matter what we change into, I want it to always be recognizable. So I think it's neat that, like, we have old designs already. Because we're only on season one, and we have old designs. I think that's cool. What is this in reference to?
I really don't know. Yeah, we must have talked about it at some point.
Oh my God. We're going to need a follow up. Why did I? Oh my gosh. This has to be something we talked about.
Where you just break through?
Yeah.
Do you see? Okay, I want you to actually look at what happens here.
Okay.
You pluck me out from the earth, and then Meredith, it like rockets.
Where did Meredith come from?
This is...
Oh my god!
This is lore. Anytime I rot, Dalton can just pluck a new me.
They flew. Did you see that?
That's what I was saying. They literally rocket towards me.
They like rocket. Flew at you.
Do you see there's like fire?
Oh, I saw the fire now. Hold on. Yeah, it was a rocket. I thought they just squirmed in.
Meredith has powers beyond your wildest dreams.
Oh my god.
We got fan art of our Halloween costumes. And this, I guess this is you boiling me alive.
Our fans are just like us. They also forgot Meredith.
Rest in peace.
Oh my God.
Would you name it?
No, I don't want a spider.
It was just for Halloween. Just name it.
Squash.
So I was thinking you were going to go with like Charlotte, you know, Charlotte's Web.
Smash the spider.
Squash. No, squash was perfect.
Squash
actually.
The spider.
Realizing the context. Squash the spider. All right, y'all. You know what to do.
Smash it. Smash it. Smash it. No! Smash it. Smash it.
Don't smash it, please.
Smash it. Smash it. Smash it.
Don't, because you're going to get a mallet thrown at you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you can just put in big bold letters, don't fucking show this. I'll skin you alive if you show this on the show. So, you can threaten us. Don't worry. Message will be received. Nice. I'm sorry.
Is that your reaction?
No, I just had a cough.
This does look a little cursed.
No, this is great. I love this.
Okay, but you're like all balls.
Oh my god!
Like all balls.
No! Those are my paws. Would you, guys, what would you consider
me having?
Did
they trace wieners to draw these?
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! You hate when you're long. You just hate being long. Anytime I draw Dalton a little bit longer, he's like, what am I, a wiener? No! You're a cat, bitch. You're tall, bitch. God.
Wow. It's actually on paper.
Yeah, it's literally on paper. Sight. It's really cute. You got the dirt. You got Lily. Guys, I love when you include Lily. And I also love when you include like references to the episodes, because I think
like
that's
a
more
cereal box. Not gonna lie,
I was thinking that too, guys. Do Altoid cereals just dirt?
Because like the centerpiece is a spoonful of Meredith.
Yeah,
it's just like little Meredith marshmallows.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No,
little dirt can be like the cocoa.
Meredith is like the prize inside, and the marshmallows would be little crowns and sprouts.
Oh my god!
And a lily. And a lily too, yeah.
No, Lily would be a toy.
Lily, okay, you get a Meredith or a Lily. Time. Or nothing at all. They it's rare to
that
get a
animated
Meredith or a Lily.
Cereal. That's what they should say.
Guys, can you make it happen?
Yeah, manufacture a cereal box.
Yeah. And we'll be the
and
mascot.
Then put cereal in it.
Yeah, make the cereal yourself from scratch. Oh wait, no, just get dirt.
Oh my god.
Our cereal's just dirt.
No.
Yes. Oh my god.
Someone is literally gonna have a box of dirt with Joltoid on it.
We can sell that. We can literally.
Did you really just come up with a way to sell dirt?
Yeah, we make our boxes. We make cereal boxes and inside is dirt.
No.
Yeah.
Joltoid's yard dirt.
No, they're gonna like figure out exactly where we live by dissecting the dirt. That's possible, right?
I don't know.
I don't know how dirt science
I mean, you
works.
Could probably figure out general region, but
yeah, exactly.
You're not going to know like
dirt
the coordinates it came from.
Can dox you.
Dirt docs.
Dirt docs. Go to the next one. So this guy, okay, he's got some stuff that we're going to feature at the end. Because at the end, I decided I want to show the people that made Joltoid Apocalypse Mutant Sonas.
Oh my god.
So his icon is a little sneak peek to what his Sona is.
Skomp.
Skomp.
He needs an L. Schlomp.
Why you putting a sh?
He needs an
there.
L. Schlomp.
Mr. and Mrs. Joltoid Gems and post-apocalypse radiation Joltoid Sona thingy that comes later. He's a silly little tortoise with his iconic trusty sidekick, Filbert the Fly.
Oh, coming soon, guys. Stay tuned.
And here, you're killing me.
I've got Rayman arms.
Yes!
Crunch.
Among Us arms. Yeah, no. Instead of Rayman, the kids don't know what Rayman is anymore, so you have
no,
to describe it as
Among
Us. No,
they do know what
Us
Rayman
fans.
Is. Comment down below.
No, listen, they need to actually like make Rayman in games again, and I got a friend. We got a friend.
Among Us doesn't have arms, though.
We got...
Or do they?
One of our friends slash channel lads, Joe, is a big Rayman fan. He'll stand up. Joe, can you give us some Rayman facts in the comments down below? Thank you. And then start a Rayman chain, okay? And then raise your hand if you know what Rayman is. When I was probably 12, I traced Joltoid religiously. Thank you for all the inspiration over the years. I'm now a full-time tattoo artist, and you were a partial reason. Thank you, goobers. Ah!
They
that's
stole
so freaking up. Shut
they
up.
They stole from us?
Shut up.
What? I'm mad.
When you're 12, with tracing is okay. Listen, Trey,
no,
we've
I'm
had
kidding,
this.
I'm
we've
kidding.
Made
I'm
a,
actually
there's
kidding.
A whole episode we did where tracing can actually be beneficial. Go watch it.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
It is actually like a big part of learning.
If, some art tips in that video. If,
if
you
you're
want
somebody who
us.
Does not resonate with art very much, like the traditional shit, then you just trace things and you'll basically get all of the practice down of how to do strokes. And eventually you want to hone that into your own style, obviously.
It's not the way to learn.
It isn't, but it is a way to learn.
It's a process because part of it is muscle memory. And then understand why something is the way it is. Because sometimes, listen, I used to have people that traced like pictures I drew of me, but then take out the glasses, but then they kept the middle frame part of my glasses because they didn't understand what they were tracing.
Yeah.
And also don't, like we said, don't post it. You don't need to post it unless like you got permission from the thing you're tracing or from the person you're tracing. But you can also trace 3D references. That's totally fine and normal.
There's a lot to learn from tracing. And
there is.
But
go to the episode. We talk about it.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're going to be a tattoo artist, that really is interpreting a lot of people's art.
That That's true. I didn't even touch on the fact that they're a tattoo artist.
That's
which is
actually
really
like
cool.
A really good transfer from like tracing to tattoo artist. It's actually pretty difficult to just understand how to draw everything just by looking at it.
Yeah.
So that does track with how you learned, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You're dissecting them now. Yeah. Psychoanalyzing even. Yeah. You guys like that? You want to be psychoanalyzed? You want Dr. Dalton Joted to
oh my God.
Give you a
yeah,
checkup?
Because I'm a licensed psychiatrist. Call me doctor. Yes, that won't get us in any trouble.
Oh. I had a principal that was a doctor and we had to call him doctor.
Oh my God. If I had a doctorate and I took on a job like a principal or anything that wasn't medical, nobody would be calling me doctor.
That's what he wanted.
Unless it was like, ironically, like, hey, I'm a doctor here. And they're like, what?
I'm a doctor. Come
call
see me.
Call me doctor.
Dr. Dirt. I'll put you in the ground.
Well, we're having a little
very
picnic.
Cozy scene. This one makes me really happy. And look, you're dreaming about Lily. She's brown.
And you're just...
We toasted her.
You're like... Knocked out from
I'm
all the sugar.
I'm always drooling.
You ate all the cookies.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually a real cookie monster. Like, for real, I love cookies. It's probably my favorite treat.
And I do like me some pumpkin pie.
He does. He's a pie fiend. Oh, my God. You're like Hugh Neutron. You know, from Jimmy Neutron?
Because I like one type of pie.
No, you're a pie fan. I know you like pies. You're always getting a piece of that pie.
You make it see... What?
You love pies. Listen,
there's
your mom
nothing
will make
special
pies and then
about
offer them to you,
me.
And you're like
understand.
Always on top of a listen.
I'm not like, boysenberry,
oh
boy.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, see, exactly. Pie. He's got more options. He knows all about pies.
Okay.
Weird looking animals. That's us. What do you think I am? The debate still goes on.
I don't know. In this one, you look more like a deer.
A deer?
Yeah.
In headlights, maybe.
It's because like... Your neck is a little longer.
What if that's my body?
No, you look like a deer. In this one, you're a deer.
Okay, fine, I guess. I'll take it.
Because I'm clearly a cat.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Some people think you're a wolf, you know.
Joltoid Media. Is this all of our different types?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because like they got like the little silly ones, the more dirt ones.
The stinky ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then
this
our newest
is all the
ones.
New one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you think we'll ever turn human again?
I don't know. The main reason we turned into characters was so we didn't have to, like, age.
Due to nuclear fallout.
Yeah, due to nuclear fallout, we are animals.
We're mutants now. We're not even animals. We just kind of became things that look animal-shaped.
And we are not furries, please, for the love
of God. Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot of people say we're furries now, but I think it's because Dalton looks a little bit attractive and it makes them feel uncomfortable.
What the hell does that even mean?
People have been saying, I've seen them. People are into you, okay?
Oh my God.
I've seen it.
Freaks.
I have the receipts, yeah? So this one's a fusion of us.
Whoa, what the hell?
This is if we fused due to another bomb. And Meredith is looking a little scary. I think she's wrapped around our neck. Something bad happened here. And we're also high as fuck. Fuck with y'all's content so hard. Keep up the awesome work. Pretty please. Drawing both of you is too much work. So here comes the next best option. The toidling.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are we holding our new us?
Yeah, it's us. Holding us.
Oh my gosh.
I really like how long you are. That really looks like you. I've been a fan for years and vividly remember your indie popcorn panel. Love y'all. Oh God.
Oh, were they there?
Do you remember that? Ugh.
Oh, God.
That's a
blur
for me.
That was a really long time ago we did a panel talking about animation.
I'm glad you remember it fondly because on the inside, I was dying.
I didn't even really know what we were going to talk about. We just kind of took questions because we were not like used to doing panels.
Just
at that
like
time.
Now. Just like nowadays when we really don't know what to talk about.
I remember us just like people wanting us to explain our success and I'm just like, oh, we posted animations.
Oh my God. I was having a panic attack and I don't remember a whole lot of it. I kind of do. I can kind of remember where I was sitting, but my sister was there for that one. You remember
that?
Oh,
yeah, I forgot.
She was hella pregnant with my niece.
So your niece was there, too.
Well, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, technically, my niece went to our first, like, big convention. So, is it worth it? You know what that is? Do you know what that is? That's boba.
No, that's Lily's eyes.
Guys, please stop harvesting our dog's eyes for your sweet drink. For your sweetie treaty. It takes her a while to grow them back. Do you know what it does to her? Do you know what it does to us? You're ripping our family apart.
Limbo, eyeball by eyeball.
Guys, don't kill our dog. Oh, yeah, and this is fan art of Lily.
Is that the same picture?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's based off that picture. She loves her blankets, guys.
She really does.
I thought about giving her a blankie, but since we recently got her a sweater, I thought maybe that would fit better.
Yeah.
You guys like her little sweater? Have you noticed that she's wearing a little sweater?
Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. But she actually does own a sweater that looks like that.
She hates the winter. It's getting colder. Even when it's not cold, though, she likes wrapping herself in blankets.
She gets so much comfort from blankets. It's weird because a lot of animals I've had just can, like, leave it or take it if you put a blanket on them. They just more so look at you like, huh?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? But Lily will literally want to be wrapped in a blanket.
She will curl up into a little ball
and wait,
and you won't see
her
for like an hour or so because she's going
to
take a nap.
Yeah.
And when we go outside and walk around, because that's our daily outside and exercise is walking around in circles, she likes to plant herself on a pillow, on a chair, and then we bring out multiple blankets for her sometimes. And she just kind of watches us. And oh my God, she's been obsessed with flowers lately. She's so sweet. And we're walking around. Sometimes there's little wildflowers that are growing.
Yeah, in the backyard, we have some flowers and she's just
cosmos
obsessed with them.
There's these little... Oh, you hear
She hears
talking
us
about
talking about her. Now she's stirring in the background.
There are these like purplish pink cosmos that are growing. And I looked it up. I made sure that they're not toxic to dogs. So she got her little nose up in it and was sniffing it like crazy. And she literally like jumps up into the pot that they're in right now. She asks to be held so that she can sniff them.
Just trying to see if she'd make a noise in the...
Oh my God, look at her.
Oh my God.
She knows we're talking about her.
Hold on. This is how she was looking at us when she realized that we were talking about her on the podcast.
She creeped up. She crawled up really itty bitty to the edge of the bed.
Just started looking like this because she knows she's really good. She knows she's not supposed to make noise when we're recording. So she's just like, hey, guys, I heard you say my name.
Heard you talking shit.
Oh, there she is. That's literally the live face. She just made that face.
She just made that. Creatures of some sort. Really are. I love the way you incorporated the colors for these.
It looks silly. It looks like highlighter colors, too.
They used
the colors of highlighters.
That's kind of what we look like.
And they reused the red on Meredith.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, your crown is my green, and it kind of looks yellow. Interpreted as yellow, mm-hmm. Meredith is your red. That's the good stuff. That's good design stuff, you know.
Oh my God.
This is the important one.
That needs to be on the thumb. Put that in the corner of the thumbnail.
Joltoid YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Great.
It's silly.
Well, we should get a tattoo of this. We should get a matching tattoo. You get me on you and I'll get you on me.
No.
Jumping for joy.
Ew.
Pew. This is like the sound effect, I imagine. You know? Yeah. Do you guys ever hear sound effects in your head? When you see art or like see a GIF or something, you just hear the sound effect. Balls? Hey, yo, they got balls in their name. Can we get a balls? Can we get a balls in chat, please? Can we get a balls?
Balls.
Thanks.
Zenyatta's balls. Thanks for the blue ball.
Wait, Zenyatta's balls. Oh, like Zenyatta from Overwatch and his balls that float. But his icon is of the puppet from FNAF.
Very interesting.
We're having an identity crisis here.
Hey, don't call them out for that.
It's okay. I'm always having an identity crisis. Literally all the time. I'm one of those people that I can't have the same Discord icon for like more than a month without changing it because I'm like, wait, no, this can't represent me. This other thing has to represent me. Meanwhile, my friends have had the same icons for like
their entire existence
on Discord. Yeah. Yeah. Not me, though.
Just is their icon.
Like you barely ever change yours.
Yeah, very rarely do I.
I feel like I have to change mine all the time. And here you're trying to stomp out Meredith's life once again.
Yeah.
What's your deal? Like, what's your actual issue?
What do you mean, what's my issue? Meredith is a parasite.
Says you.
Yeah, exactly. Says me. See,
keep it to yourself.
Duh.
Duh.
That's what Meredith does to you.
Duh.
See, yeah. That's why I snuff him out.
Yeah, you guys have got, you got real beef. This one, I think this one was before we actually revealed our costumes, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So.
They basically put you in the witch outfit and, oh, wait, you weren't a ghost. Never mind.
No.
I was going to say.
No, but this is kind of cool because we had art that we drew of ourselves like years ago where you were a witch and I was a ghost with like those same type of like grabby claw mm-hmm. hands.
Oh, God. Where is this one going?
Oh, I like this one. Okay, yeah, this one's funny. This one's actually really funny and it's based on something I quote retweeted before. Go ahead, Dalton. Read it. We'll dub it. We'll dub it.
Ha ha. Bordiger.
And then Meredith is thinking, I'm hungry. Ow, what the fuck? And I'm thinking of you saying this.
Emmy, I want your banana.
Oh my God, I need to make him pregnant.
Oh my God.
And I'm setting Meredith on fire because my brain is.
That's what that was about. Oh my God.
Here we're just grooving. We're just schmoovin'.
Oh my God, this is so silly.
Hi guys,
silly.
Hi. You see, they also use the green from me as your crown. Oh
and my mouth
God.
Is the sprout color.
You know, that's kind of how it is though.
It is. That's like something we actually did design in. Like Emmy's mouth is my color and my mouth is Emmy's color.
But some people didn't notice it up until way later.
Yeah, it's because like if I'm going to be red, I need to have a mouth that doesn't blend in too much.
Exactly. And if I'm gonna have a red mouth, might as well make it look like Dalton. It's because we take bites out of each other all the time, actually. That's why. Please take this before I delete it. Don't delete yours. Listen, I get being insecure about stuff, but this is sick because look how cool these colors are. This is an artistic depiction of,
oh my God, this is the Minecraft story.
Yeah, where there was like a giant obsidian cross and I was like, man, I gotta pour lava down that thing.
Oh my
God. And that's exactly how it looked too, because I didn't want to go straight down. I wanted to make it like go off to the side and then down again. That's exactly what I did. You got it. It looked just like this.
Even Meredith was there.
Meredith seems a little suspicious about what I'm doing.
Got your balls out.
No!
Really thought your balls out were in this one, not gonna lie.
Freak!
When people interpret your hands, they really look like balls.
Shut the hell up! Even, leave
they
my
even look like
balls
on
alone!
You.
Fire, 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 fire! I drew this while listening to a recent episode. I wonder which one that was.
What was your balls out?
You want to take this outside?
I'm sorry, I zoomed in way too close.
Thing one, thing two, thing skibbity do.
Oh my God. Media of Joltoid.
Car fan art.
And now Meredith is on their way out the door.
Your ears are clipping out of the ceiling.
That's okay. That happens.
That happens in real life. It's true. Here we have some more depictions. Some more biblical depictions. There's the babies that killed us.
Okay.
Incredible.
And me dying on the cross.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Because I died on the cross.
Yeah, you literally were like, oh, I'm like, what? I died on the cross.
In Minecraft.
Actually, she wasn't crucified. She just died on a cross, and she exclaimed that once. Oh, man, I died on the cross.
And I didn't even think about what I was saying. And then, of course, us as Snipperclips, right? Right?
Right, right.
The paper game. The paper game. That's us. This is what we would look like if we were wa-ified.
Wario.
Walton and Whammy.
WW. What do you think that stands for?
Shut.
Walton Whammy?
Walton Whammy? Stupid fucking... There's a stupid video that Dalton would like play towards me over and over and over. And it's a really, really long, drawn out video of the scene where in Breaking Bad, he's got the book that was signed WW, you know, Walter White. And he's asking Walter about it. And the video is just like listing different WW names for far, far, far too long.
And we'll just say that. Don't describe how long. Just leave it at that. It's one of those things where it's like funny until it's stupid and then it's funny again.
Lily!
Wow. She looks like Lily, a bone.
Oh, yeah. They kind of like simplified her too. But I'm glad you guys
like a little bone. Bark, bark.
Look at her.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
If for whatever reason you meet us in person, bring them.
That's really cool.
Please bring them. I need to hold it.
It's crazy to me when people make physical like things out of us. Not a lot of people go through this kind of effort, so it's interesting when we see it.
Makes me think of the Joltoid shoes.
Right?
The Joltoid Tims. Oh, yeah, the age-old question.
Is this the plane thing?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
he just brought up so many different things. I have to understand how it works, and it has to make sense. This one really gets it.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I kind of, when I was thinking about the way that we kind of would be sat next to each other,
mm-hmm.
we would fit kind of like a puzzle piece. And they literally took that and made it into almost like a logo.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We're Kiki and Boba, Dalton.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you guys know what that is? Because I feel like we can make a whole video about that.
Yeah, we should do a podcast episode like
about Kiki and Boba. Yeah, because you guys taught me something.
Examples of it and shit.
We are Kiki and Boba. Go ahead, assign us. Assign us Kiki or Boba. Who do you think we are? And here we are, high as balls.
Oh, my God, Emmy. You look more like a doggy in this one.
Woof. Yip, yip. Car fan art, car fan art, car fan art.
What's with the cars? Is this because we were in the...
Yes, it's because we had a whole...
Oh, I see. I know.
In a car about being in it. You drove the car.
I know.
You crashed the car.
Just saying, we're getting cars now.
I really think it's cool. Look at our little guys hanging off the mirror.
I see.
And we got the sign in the background.
Yeah, the dead channel.
Yeah!
We took it with us, guys. We might have to put that back up.
Look how they even made the Joltoid work on our on the bumper. It's cool. Everything's, like, the shading. This one takes the freaking cake, man. No, she's doing what she was born to do. Okay.
Literally eat your brain.
Don't shame her. Stop shaming her.
Look, you already look dead.
Huh?
Your brain drooling. It's all gone. Brain chomps. Whoa.
This one goes hard as fuck. Woof meow? Oh my gosh. Did you guys ever see the comment from a person? They'd leave it like on every episode, like woof kitty meow meow day one or something like that. I actually don't remember what the actual phrase
they
was
stopped.
Now. It's leaving my memory, but can we get another? Can we get another kitty meow meow kitty woof woof meow kitty? Sickening drawing I made for the lovely duo at Joltoid. I'm a podcast new fan, but I always save your videos for when I draw. I just threw spaghetti at the wall for this one. You want some meatballs with that spaghetti?
Yeah. Throw the meatballs.
We have a whole entire like 20-minute episode of us talking about meatballs. Is that if that's something you want? This is supposed to be us mid-mutation. And I become slimy.
Oh my gosh.
You can throw me at the wall and I'll probably stick. You know, like those gooey slap hands that you could get from prizes at like Chuck E. Cheese or something.
The ones that you like smack until they get all black and grimy.
Covered with
hair. And then
hair.
Eventually you throw it at the ceiling and lose it. Yeah, I remember those.
Mine would just get unsticky. And then I try to wash it and then it's unusable.
If you washed it with soap, it would go right back to normal.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Oh yeah, if you had to use soap though. You couldn't just rinse it. If you use soap on it.
I guess I never went through the trouble.
Yeah, I used to wash mine all the time. They'd come right back to life.
Huh.
They'd be just as sticky as when you first got it. The only thing is it wouldn't feel as like elastic as when you originally got it. That's the only downside.
You guys remember those? Do you annoy people with those? I'd always slap them on the window and it'd leave a mark.
Love the and ones then they tell you me had the not ring to. And you could just go like...
A ring?
Yeah, it had like a little ring on the end and you could put it on your finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that was also slimy and stretchy.
Yeah.
God bless the crappy toys that you could get from Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, yeah, and you started to get
Did they draw this
furry.
On their wall or is that... It's just on paper. I'm just stupid.
Yeah, that's okay.
I thought it was digital art for a second.
Yeah, you're definitely... You're a furry here. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's why the furry allegations keep coming in.
Oh look, it's us Earled us again.
There's been an influx of fan art of us as humans holding our disgusting I think it might be because we did that for an icon.
Oh yeah, we did do it for an icon for one video.
Where we saw ourselves passing by in the time machine. You see how our shapes have transferred down and melted down into what we are now. They took my fucking arms, Dalton Jaltoid. Y'all raised me, and I can tell you now, you shouldn't have. / positive. Anyway, Jaltoid or whatever.
I'm not, like, I'm very new to the tone indicator thing.
Yeah.
And so every time when I see /POS, I just
piece
think,
of shit.
I think they're just saying piece of shit.
I never
Which
thought
is literally
of that.
The exact opposite of what they're saying.
/ you're a piece of shit. I use tone indicators sometimes, but it can help for people who literally don't know what tone you're taking.
It's because there is none in text. So
exactly.
You have to imply
you could
it.
Take something somebody said like really nicely the wrong way, and then it causes a fight.
Yeah, because I guess you shouldn't have could have been taken poorly, but we really shouldn't have been raising anybody.
No.
It is true.
No, it's true. Like, actually, yeah.
If we were your parents, I'm sorry. Oh my god, of course you're slurping dirt. That's
it's the
all
same
you do.
Artist. They decided to give you your arms back.
Yes. Oh, yes, arms.
Meredith looks pretty pissed about it. You guys are beefing again. I like that my dirt looks like a little dirt pot, kind of like a honey pot.
Yummy.
Oh my god, I'm like Pooh Bear with honey, but it's dirt.
Oh hey, we did this today.
Huh?
You can sell dirt.
Yeah. Straight
just
up.
Just today, except that was you. We could make cereal boxes.
We could. We could put dirt in it. Little subscriber saying, are they dating? And then you say, we're siblings. And no, we're not. Literally, no, we're not. We're not siblings. Never been siblings. I swear to God, we're not siblings.
Oh my God.
It'll never end. But yeah, this is really cute. Thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you for all the fan art. Legit. The only podcast I listen to and enjoy. Thank you, Daltoid, for being such lovable radioactive creatures. Yeah, if you stay near us, you might get radiation
poisoning.
You might
get mutated, yeah.
I mean, unless that's something you want, you can stand in line for the mutation. The radiation is spreading, and some of you are starting to mutate, too. And I wanted to go over little guys that you've all become. Made an OC for Jaltoid's podcast. I'm so glad you two are back. High and full of Dr. Pepper. Yeah, you see? So what you have to do is you take yourself, and you morph it into your most basic shapes. Made my own goober inspired by Joltoid's goober. Since watching their podcast finally gave me the motivation to draw a little guy that identifies as me.
Well.
They were boiled down to their most basic features. And I feel like this is a little bit evolved. You gain some new things due to your environment. I'd like to think that your environment influences what shapes and what things you take on.
Oh, absolutely.
On. Yeah, it's how you survive in wherever you're living right now. You see, we're fine in this little room, but everyone else is in different kinds of places when they mutate. So post-apocalypse. You see, this guy got a little hat. Some people choose to have arms. Some people decide no arms yet. You see, you got to earn your arms.
Oh, I see. You don't start with arms.
Sometimes you might. Sometimes you might not. It's a, maybe it's a rarity to have arms. You never know.
Oh my God.
And here they are, a guest on the podcast. Bullying Lily.
I was really confused for a second.
Were you really?
Just like, wait, what? What? Uh-huh.
When did this happen? Guys,
look, it's an episode of that animated podcast.
With Skomp. Skomp and Filbert.
Here, now it's canon. Oh my God, that's
if you're
so
not
silly.
Careful, Dalton will eat Filbert.
But
he's been known to attack. Yeah.
Eat?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not eat flies.
Yeah, cats
you.
Eat flies, right?
I do
they
not
swat
eat
at
flies.
Them. Oh, okay. My bad. This one by Scorsi. Shout out, Scorsi. I really like all of the details. And this one's really unique. I really like their take on it. You can be long, you can be squish, but you're a freak mutant, and that's what matters.
They became Meredith.
Nuh-uh.
Look, what do you call this? Meredith in action.
Joltoid has this animated podcast, and they said the apocalypse happened, and they got mutated, so I did too, and this is me. It's survival of the fittest, and I fit in almost anywhere now. Exactly.
Oh my
God. It is survival of the fittest. You gotta adapt to the environment, and this is definitely, you're gonna win the Darwinism game. I really like the idea of an whole army of people that survived the apocalypse, and this is just what we look like now.
Right.
So get crazy. Have fun with it. I want to see them.
Yeah, and if you want to show us, don't forget you can add us on Twitter or Blue Sky, or you can go to your email, and you can just email us at fanart@joltoid.com.
Fanart@joltoid.com.
This has been a super long episode. This may actually be a preview of what our future episodes may be like, except like maybe even a little longer and a little more on subject. And we'll probably be talking about something and not just reacting to things.
Yeah, the last couple episodes have been kind of like filler episodes.
Right. And
we want to plan on doing a little bit more, having more quality episodes.
Right. We stay on topic for long enough that we'll probably be well over an hour long. This one will probably be a little shorter than that because we'll do a lot of editing down. That's just because we had so much we were juggling in between that we just did not want to include every little thing that we were doing in the episode. But the longer ones will be less edited and more prepared for.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot more prep work
for
the podcast episodes so that they're actually things that you want to watch.
Yeah. Not going to lie, the last few episodes, even for us, did not feel very good.
They were the filler episodes.
Yeah, we were coming up to the camera, the mics, and being like, what do we talk about today? And then we just talk about nonsense like spaghetti balls. Like, it's stupid. We're kind of done with that.
That was very season zero of us, wasn't it?
Yeah. Very season zero of us to do stuff
like
that.
We're regressing.
Anyway, guys, thank you for watching this longer episode of that animated podcast. We will see you guys next week. Those of you who are waiting for the new episodes, those of you who are listening in the future, hopefully the next episode is up your alley when we'll see you there.
We better.
You better show up. You better show up.
Consequences will never be the same.
Bye, guys.
Bye.